This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
Chelsea, our best bets coming up in just moments. But first, let's take a look at our Lions boost. Oh, I love when they throw in a Lions boost that neither of us have any clue about. And then we're supposed to pick a side. Here we go. Liverpool to win and Everton not to score. If you love soccer, maybe you like this boost. That was at plus 140. That has been boosted to plus 175. The game is at 315 in the East. I know nothing about this game. Can anyone in chat tell me something I should know that I can tell our audience about that maybe makes me sound like I'm an educated individual? Let's see here. Liverpool is good. Okay, that helps out a lot. Everton has not scored in its last three games. So there you go. Guys, here's my astute analysis on Liverpool to win. They're good, okay? Liverpool is a good team, and Everton has not scored in its last three. So a good Liverpool team to win, Everton not to score, boosted to plus 175. Based on the research I have done in the last 10 seconds, Chelsea, are you going to take this bet?
No, because when you base a bet based on 10 seconds of research, it's usually not a great one. So maybe it's a nice little boost. I don't know. I will leave it up to the soccer fans to decide.
All right. You soccer fans, let us know. Let's find out who we have the most faith in today.
Today's best bets.
Also, we went 1-1 last night. But you know what I like? I like it when we go 2-0. So speaking of peer pressure, we need a winner from you. Let's hear one.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Christian Wood of the Houston Rockets over his points prop of 18.5 for minus 130 over at BetMGM. Christian Wood is on a tear lately, and most of it is because they have taken Daniel Tice out of the lineup and put Christian Wood in that small ball lineup, and it's really done wonders for this Rockets team. Like, they're still not a good team, but as far as scoring goes, Christian Wood has been the guy the past two games, coming off games in which he scored 33 and 24 against the Thunder, in which they are playing tonight. So if he has a repeat performance of even a close one compared to his last game against the Thunder, in which he scored 24 points and 21 rebounds, I think it's a guy that's going to be dominating the boards. And against a Thunder team that's not especially good down low, giving up the second most rebounds of any team in the NBA. So I think it's going to be another big night for Christian Wood, continuing to thrive in that spot, and a guy that they're really trying to, I think, put on a pedestal because I think they want to trade him. So I'll go Christian Wood over his points prop of 18.5 points for minus 130 over at BetMGM.
I like it. Hopefully that's a winner. I got another one for you. You know I'm going back to the stick and puck. I love the ice. Vegas Golden Knights on the road tonight, meeting the Anaheim Ducks. Knights are a pretty significant favorite, minus 155 at BetMGM, but they're also undervalued right now. This is why. This is a team that was banged up early in the season, but now they've got Mark Stone back in the lineup. They have Max Pacioretty back in the lineup. And it won't be long before Jack Eichel makes his debut in a Vegas sweater. He was traded over from Buffalo, of course. He's almost there with back issues. But as for tonight, the Ducks are finally starting to cool off after a hot start. They've lost 4 of 7. They won last night in Los Angeles, beat the Kings 5-4 in a shootout. But that works out well for us. Why? Because they are on the second night of a back-to-back. Vegas is well-rested. They haven't played since Saturday. They've got those fresh legs. The Knights are about to get rolling, and we can find some value on the three-way money line. That means they have to win in regulation, no overtime. Let's get some plus money. Vegas, three-way money line, plus 105 at BetMGM.
All right, Jinx, I think I'm going to tell you, and if it loses, I'm never tailing you again. So it better win. But let's ask the Magic 8-Ball the 8-Ball is going to tail or fade our pick. So let's start with mine. Christian Wood over 18.5 points. Do we like it? Yes, definitely.
Oh, okay.
All right. So how about some plus money? Who'd you have? Vegas three-way money line?
Thanks for listening. Yes, I did.
Without a doubt.
Oh, what? That's what I'm talking about.
It's going to be a great Wednesday.
What sort of jank 8-Ball can't get behind making some plus money? Let's go 2-0. 8-Ball, maybe we'll keep you around. And by the way, I'm glad you found the 8-Ball because a couple days ago it got real dicey. You looked for the 8-Ball and apparently was running around, rolling around on your floor.
Well, haven't you seen Toy Story? Like, maybe it has a life all of his own. He wanted to roll around and get some exercise, and I found him on the floor. He must have had a bender where he had a cigarette sandwich, like Nick Costas.
Oh, good God. These answers every day on the show. I wish this messenger chick would stop talking to me. I got better things to do.
Just okay, smoke time right now for in this hole.
That's a whole pack right there in one inhale. Time now for your BetQL 5-star best bet for inside analysis, historical trends, and more 5-star best bets. Download the BetQL app. Before we get to this bet, I just want to say, the chalk donkey, what did it say yesterday? Take Sacred Heart over the New Jersey Institute of Technology. And you called it, Chelsea. He should have sided with technology. He did not. He was a softie. He sided with Sacred Heart. Lost that bet.
Right. That's the thing. The chalk donkey, I don't think it's reliable. And I know this is our sponsor, so we probably should be a little bit nicer. But honesty is everything on this show, and we bow down to no one. So let's take a look and see what their 5-star best bet is for this weekend.
You know we have on this show? Hard truths. Hard truths. Here's one for you. An early look at NFL Week 13. Only one 5-star moneyline best bet. Patriots at the Bills on Monday night. And the Donkster says, of course, lay minus 135 with Buffalo. Why would you do that when you can lay minus 110 and get Buffalo -2.5 if you like the Bills?
Right. And if you're not even that confident in the Bills, just play the Patriots, getting the points. I would love to get the Patriots at 3, but it is 2.5. I don't know. It just doesn't make a lot of sense mathematically. And you would think that that would be the mainframe's strength, is the math and the numbers, because it is a machine.
Shay, can I hear the donkey making its calculations one more time? You know what that is, guys? That's modern technology right there.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.